This is the Open Question News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Daily Mail, a popular pastor known for his outspoken advocacy for mental health issues has died by suicide. Jared Wilson, an associate pastor at Megachurch, Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, died late Monday. His family and colleagues confirmed. He was 30. Wilson, a married father of two, had officiated at the funeral of a woman who took her own life just hours before his death. He and his wife, Julianne, were the founders of an outreach called Anthem of Hope, intended to help people dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts. At a time like this, there were just no words, said Harvest Senior Pastor Greg Laurie in a statement. Laurie said that Wilson repeatedly dealt with depression and was very open about his ongoing struggles. Sometimes, people may think that as pastors or spiritual leaders, we are somehow above the pain and struggles of everyday people. We are the ones who are supposed to have all the answers, but we do not, Laurie continued. Wilson's death came during National Suicide Prevention Week, and many of his final tweets were on the subjects of mental health treatment, urging his followers to seek help if needed. In a post on Monday, he wrote, "Loving Jesus doesn't always cure suicidal thoughts. Loving Jesus doesn't always cure depression. Loving Jesus doesn't always cure PTSD. Loving Jesus doesn't always cure anxiety. But that doesn't mean Jesus doesn't offer us companionship and comfort. He always does that." Wilson's final post on Twitter was a retweet of an Anthem of Hope online chat hotline for those struggling with depression, posted at 8:34 p.m. on Monday. His wife has said that by 11:45 p.m. that night he was dead. According to Christian Headlines, 2 weeks after losing his wife to an axe blow in front of his 3-year-old daughter in eastern India, Rohit Orion believes that the murder was planned, not spontaneous, and that his relatives also meant to kill him and his child. What he still cannot believe is why. The 25-year-old Rohit knew his brother and father disapproved of him marrying out of his tribe and becoming a Christian, and he knew they were jealous of his prosperity and the fellowship he found among Christians after they tried to leave him desolate by shunning him. "But I still cannot fathom how can his jealousy lead him to murder," he told Morning Star News, referring to his brother, 36-year-old Bantam Ram Orion. "After they killed my wife, they called for all the Christians to come out, saying, 'We will get rid of all of you once and for all.'" His wife, Parvati Deva, was 23. According to NPR, the 21-year-old white man accused of gunning down 22 people and wounding dozens of others at a Texas Walmart was formally indicted on a capital murder charge Thursday. A grand jury in El Paso, Texas, indicted Patrick Crucius in connection with the mass shooting at the Cielo Vista Walmart on August 3rd, according to a statement from the El Paso District Attorney's Office. District Attorney Jamie Esparza said on August 4th that he planned to seek the death penalty. The suspect surrendered to law enforcement as he was driving away from the bloodbath, saying, "I'm the shooter." He has been held without bond and placed on suicide watch at the El Paso County Detention Facility, where authorities say he has been cooperating with the investigation. According to Reuters, some 2,500 people are still listed as missing in the Bahamas, more than a week after Hurricane Dorian pummeled the Caribbean island chain, although that number may include evacuees who fled to shelters, authorities said on Wednesday. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis told the nation in a televised address that the death toll from Dorian remained at 50, but conceded that the large number of people missing meant that number would rise. "The number of deaths is expected to significantly increase," Minnis said, adding the government was being transparent and would provide timely information on the loss of life as it is available. Emergency management officials told a separate news conference that the list of missing had not yet been checked against records of evacuees or the thousands of people staying in shelters. My friends are missing. A few of my cousins are missing over there. 5 in total. They lived in Wash Harbor, said Clara Bain, a 38-year-old tour guide, referring to the Abaco town, where officials estimate that 90% of homes and buildings were damaged or destroyed. Everyone on the islands are missing someone. It's really devastating, she said. According to CNBC, T. Boone Pickens, the Wildcatter Oracle of Oil hedge fund founder and philanthropist, who rewrote the playbook for corporate raiders, has died. He was 91. He died Wednesday of natural causes. Pickens had been declining in health, suffering from a series of strokes and a serious fall in 2017. In late 2017, he put his sprawling 100-square-mile Mesa Vista ranch in the Texas Panhandle on the market for $250 million. And a few months later, he closed his energy hedge fund, BP Capital, to outside investors. Pickens was known as a corporate raider in the 1980s, targeting Gulf Oil, Unocal, and Phillips Petroleum. In a career that started with Phillips Petroleum, Pickens later pursued clean energy projects in wind power and natural gas. He also was a big Republican political donor, backing George W. Bush in the Texas gubernatorial and presidential races. Guests at his ranch included Dick Cheney and Nancy Reagan. He also donated more than $1 billion over the years, including hundreds of millions to his alma mater, Oklahoma State University, which named its renovated football stadium after him. According to ESPN, New York Jets quarterback Sam Darnold will be sidelined indefinitely after being diagnosed with mononucleosis, coach Adam Gase announced Thursday. Trevor Siemian will start Monday night against the Cleveland Browns. The Jets, who lost starting wide receiver Quincy Enunwa to a season-ending neck injury this week, could be without Darnold for multiple weeks. Looks like it, Coach Gay said. Good thing we've got an early bye week. The bye week falls in week 4 following an away game against the New England Patriots. Darnold's earliest likely return is week 5 at the Philadelphia Eagles. According to Associated Press, hard as it may be to believe, Harriet is the first feature film about Harriet Tubman. Cassie Lemon's movie about the Underground Railroad leader premiered Tuesday night at the Toronto International Film Festival, where festival director Cameron Bailey, introducing the film, noted the cinematic injustice of Tubman, only now making it to the big screen. There were 30 films about General Custer, said Bailey. This is the first film about Harriet Tubman. Harriet, starring 32-year-old British actress Cynthia Erivo, presents a younger, more vibrant picture of Tubman, whose accomplishments have often been entombed in middle school history books, and the best-known appearance of Tubman, who was in her late 20s when she escaped from slavery and began going back south to help others to freedom, has largely been of her as an older woman. There are pictures of her that have been painted from the wrong time period, almost, said Erivo, the Tony-winning actress of the Broadway revival of The Color Purple. It's important to know this was a really young woman who took a lot of risk in what she was doing. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.